Hey, must have Susan out a minute ago.
I almost took Susan out a minute ago. I leaned on it.
I don't know if that'll work, but.
Okay. Oh, it's on here. It's looks like it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down.
Is it on today's?
It is on mine. On my online thing there. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Okay. If you look in your computer file, it's right up there on that first line.
Well, mine's
2023-250.
Mine starts at 251, where we get when I get down to the 25s, unless it's been added onto the back end.
Right, but we had it for today on our list originally because Alicia put that into the.
Well, I think we moved them a couple times. That's fine. I mean, okay. Regardless, I mean, let's try to.
So this one's
this
valuation.
This is a parcel number that ends in 065.
Right.
Okay. And on any of these properties, is there a valuation argument?
No.
Okay. On all of the properties, do you want us to include in our motion the discrimination?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do we agree that the BOE 250 valuation 212500, is that what we pulled up?
Hang on a second.
And that's the value, is that right? Okay.
What if the value is on that paper?
It says 212500.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
I am assuming that the argument is we use that for family and as
it's
well and mixed use.
It's more than that, though, because our primary home is 3 bedrooms.
Right.
One of which is an office.
Yeah, that's right. One's an office for obvious reasons.
Right.
This is a 5-bedroom.
Okay.
We also donate a lot to charities.
Okay.
If I donate to a charity, they're not staying in my house.
Sure.
And nothing against them, but it's my house. So we let them stay in the unit. So it's used for family coming in to visit us. It's used for charities. And small time, it is used for short term, of course.
Okay. But in answer to your original question, we've got 3 kids who have spouses and we have grandchildren.
Right.
When we host a holiday, that's where we are.
Gotcha.
And the other part of it, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. If we used to live in Stone County about 2 years ago.
Right.
If we still reside in Stone County, we would be able to. It doesn't seem like there's consistency here. I just don't think how legally that can be separated to that extent that if we have a resident. And also, we're encouraging people to live in this area. I pay, you know, our taxes. I buy food here. I keep businesses going. Would you rather me live in Stone County? Would you rather me live in another part of another state, more or less? Because it seems like the people that live in other states are getting
preferential treatment
than me as a resident of Missouri.
I understand.
And I just don't think it's fair.
And that's the basis of me telling you about the motion. And mm-hmm. We originally did this, and we think the thinking was, well, if you already own a residence in Stone County, why would you be using another one? But we've had discussions, and we kind of are going the way that you're talking about, but I don't know what our exact decision is going to be yet, but assuming it's the same, I guess my question to you is, we're going to table this particular one until we make that decision.
Understood.
And my question is to you is, do you want to come back on that day? Are you okay if we just make the decision?
You can just make the decision.
You don't need to make, okay.
No.
All right. If I put this on tomorrow's docket, it's not going to make any difference to you.
One thing I just want to suggest that maybe you consider in making this motion, and I've heard Susan say over and over, and I understand, she doesn't have enough help to do how the previous did the calculations.
You're talking about counting nights.
Right, but
yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm a techie geek, I guess you'd say. Using AI chat, and I did a scenario here, you can make a complete chart and just plug it, and you can do a survey online with individuals. So I should get in front of this. You can do a survey online so that that number, when we fill it in, would automatically populate to this. It would be so easy. Technology is amazing out there if you grasp it. So well, I just, I made a whole...
Are you making this argument as to...
I'm not an argument. I'm just giving an idea.
All the properties or just that first one, I guess, is what I'm kind of looking at.
Well,
I'm just interested to hear your side.
So we believe it should be residential recreation. Mm-hmm. We just opened up this can of worms, which we were going to talk about. Why is it, and Susan Chapman had said that in Statute 137, if they pay sales tax, they're commercial. Well, I found a blue-green property online that charges sales tax, but they're residential, and it's a timeshare. But they're charged for sales tax. There's bed and breakfasts here that are residential, but they pay sales tax. So there's not a consistency. And I realize that short-term rentals are new. I'm not trying to work against. I'm trying to work together here, that we need a solution here as a whole.
So, David, what we're hearing is that in order for this to be really addressed the way many owners believe it should be addressed, it would require legislative change, which requires our state representatives, it requires Jefferson City, and I get that, that's fine.
For it would make our job a lot easier, yes.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the state has dictated that those things are determined on a local level by the local assessor, and it is what it is. But that said, the reality, okay, the 2575, okay, that's great for people who own a couple of homes and first one gets that benefit. But the reality is if you're taking a look at the whole concept of paying sales tax, it's very easy to say if you have paid sales tax on 60% of the year's worth of reservations and it was X amount, then charge commercially for that 60%. It's not, to Valerie's point, it's not that difficult to put in an algorithm to determine that.
You could, and I mean, I think the difference has been, and Greg can chime in here too if you want, but, you know, where I think people start disagreeing quite a bit is because you've got a, if you've got a hotel, it doesn't matter whether they rent the rooms or not, they're 100% commercial, okay?
Right.
And they're a commercial venture. And I understand that if you have, your first residence, if you use it for different things, and there's a new decision that came out of St. Louis, the Rimey decision, and they used a percentage, but those people only had the one place, okay? And what I talked to Mr. Davis was about, well, frankly, what we're doing is more advantageous to those people than what they did, which was did it on a percentage, and they allowed them to do that there because they had the one place. They did the
right.
Self-reported, I have this many sales tax. And then, you know, what we're doing, of course, like I said, is we're basically giving you 39 weeks of residential.
And I appreciate the movement in that direction.
I promise really I'll let you.
Absolutely. And we do appreciate that. I think where you run into people like myself and Valerie and a host of other people who have invested in the economy and in the environment here, that really, it's a very partial solution. But to make it equitable for those of us who own 2 or those of us who own 20, I think there are solutions, because the argument was, I don't have the manpower or the resources to calculate all of that. It really is doable.
Right.
But in answer to your question, or not your question, but your comment earlier in response to your comment, is that Valerie and I could never take our residence and make it a 7-Eleven. We could never make it a Taco Bell. A hotel will routinely have a store, a bar, a restaurant.
Sure.
That is established to be a commercial venture.
Mm-hmm.
We were not established to be commercial ventures, yet we agree that for the percentage of time that we are collecting sales tax, we should pay commercial property tax.
Mm-hmm.
That's not argued.
Mm-hmm.
What's argued is that it really is a mixed use. It really is residential recreational. We really can demonstrate that while we are paying sales tax, we should be paying commercial property tax.
Right.
The other challenge is, in the state of Missouri, VRBO If they are not merchant of record, they do not collect sales tax, they do not pay it. I think the bigger issue in Taney County is how many VRBOs out there exist illegally and don't pay any sales tax.
Yes,
do you know this month we paid over six figures of sales tax?
Right. Just for the month of June.
Just for the month of June. July. June?
June.
July, June.
July will be bigger.
We're in July, yeah. So July will be bigger.
Right.
That, to me, is a much bigger issue for our county.
Sure. And I hope, and I think that their office got approached and somebody told them there were like over 5,000 VRBOs or similar
we have all the
properties.
I have all the data. We subscribe to your DNA.
And you made a comment about timeshare. I know what they're...
Can I say something?
Yeah, I was gonna comment on timeshare, but go ahead.
So am I. Okay, 137.016. I can read it to you if you want to hear it.
I've read it.
Okay. It specifically carves out bed and breakfasts, which I know you've got one of those now in here too, and timeshares. And so what we've done with the timeshares is we recognize the fact that they are renting as a motel. And they were sending us the same calculate by the room, by the building, we stopped that. We've talked to them. They have, say they have 20 units, 20 big buildings, and we figured out for the year how many rooms they used, how many nights, and then we figure out how many buildings would associate to be that. And we make two of them a commercial motel or three, and the rest are residential. Because again, I don't have the time or the people to take care of nightly rentals. And I might have told you this before, one of the biggest problems is all these little single ones where they were putting in, I rented my place for 82 nights. That's what I anticipate. And then right before the end of the year, I only rented it for 80. Could you recalculate that? Now multiply that out. And we're trying to redo that. They want abatements. It has to go before the commission. Mm-hmm. It's not doable. And so the statutes are saying that I, as the assessor, I have to decide what the class is. And so for like Chateau Mountain, for all these resorts that are on the, it's highest and best use. Even if someone's living in one of those as a residence, it's highest and best use. So it is, in my eyes, a lodge, because everybody who invested in those nightly rental investment properties, which is also why I came down on value, thinking that perhaps we've valued in the business. That was the break that we're giving, because we're saying, well, you're selling those as a mini motel is what you're doing. And so instead of calling it a Ramada Inn, you're calling it a Chateau Mountain Inn, you know, and everybody's got one, so they got the break for that. But if we're going to keep going back and forth on the nightly rental, then I need to go back to the statute that tells me I need to go with the actual
Hopefully they will carve one out, you know, like they did for timeshare, they will carve something out and tell us exactly what we're supposed to do. I mean, this is the solution we come up with at this juncture, and hopefully that there will be some legislation that will make this clear, or they will have a court decision come down and make this crystal clear to us.
And so the thing here, too, about this for the bed and breakfast, in which the owner resides and uses it as a primary residence. So you really can't do a nightly rental or a bed and breakfast in here, which, I saw you have those papers in there. But if you aren't personally living there serving the breakfast, then it's just a nightly rental.
Well, we're still going to peel that one.
Yeah, and if that's another one that's on here, we're going to talk about that one. But as far as you do have one of those on here that's a breakfast.
Right, we haven't gone there. And I realize we brought this discussion up because it needs to be resolved.
Sure.
The sales tax that he talked about, it's beyond huge. I mean, from a business standpoint, we price our properties. We, of course, include sales tax. And it's not fair to us, for the mom and pop that has one property that's not paying the sales tax. It's not fair to our police department, our schools, and yada, yada, yada. We all know that. But there needs to be something in place, is our point. We realize that you're not going to be able to make decisions on some of this, but we just wanted to kind of...
at this point, I
explain everything to you that we're talking about.